So welcome back, folks. You know, it was extremely busy out there in Trump world this weekend. There was a lot of stuff going on. And I just put a, well, you might call it a little montage of crazy together that I just want you to take a look at. And let's kick it off with Donald Trump. He was at the Turning Point for Action speech somewhere out there. And he had this to say. So what he's doing is he's blaming the women's soccer team in Tokyo at the Olympics for losing because of wokeism. I mean, where does he get this stuff? Everything is like a little platform for him to spring into a complaint, isn't it? I mean, it doesn't take much. Here's what he had to say.
Wokeism makes you lose, ruins your mind, and ruins you as a person. You become warped, you become demented. The U.S. women's soccer team is a very good example of what's going on.
Oh, come on. Yeah, that's funny. That, you know what? That's stupid, Donald Trump. It's just stupid. Then he's still litigating the election, of course.
If I lost this election, I could handle it pretty easily.
Oh, really?
When they steal it from you and rig it, that's not easy, and we have to fight. We have no choice. Have to fight.
He's nuts. He's nuts. And then it just didn't end there, folks. He equated losing the election to like somebody stealing diamonds at Tiffany in New York. You know, they get the diamonds back. They get the diamonds back when they catch the robbers. So this is what he expects. He still thinks that it was stolen like diamonds at Tiffany. They took the crown jewels. I mean, the man certifiably insane.
They almost got away with it. They may have gotten away with it. We're going to find out because something's going to have to be done. But I don't think so. I don't think so. You know, if somebody robs Tiffany, a beautiful jeweler, 57th and 5th, good location, excellent location, and they steal the diamonds, and then they get caught, they have to turn the diamonds back. It's very simple. Amazing the way it works.
Nobody stole the crown jewels. And you know, by the way, Donald Trump, if you're sweating upstairs, you're sweating downstairs, and that's gross. You're making us all sick. Folks, it didn't end there, though. He just kept on going with it. And this is something that I just find absolutely amazing. Now, here's a man who to this day does not use email. And he's talking about routers like he's an information technology guru. I mean, come on, give me a break, Donald Trump.
The county has, for whatever reason, also refused to produce the network routers. We want the routers, Sonny. Wendy, we got to get those routers. Please.
What's a router?
The routers.
Tell us.
Come on, Kelly, we can get those routers. Those routers. You know what? We're so beyond the routers. There's so many fraudulent votes without the router. But if you got those routers, what that will show. And they don't want to give up the routers. They don't want to give them. They are fighting like hell. Why are these commissioners fighting not to give the routers? How simple could it be? That will tell the truth.
Because it doesn't make any sense. There's nothing wrong with the routers. You know, just because they thought there was something wrong with the voting machines in Arizona, they got a hold of the voting machines, and who knows what they did. They didn't find anything wrong with them. Now they got to replace the voting machines. Millions of dollars of taxpayer money. No, you don't need the routers. Sit down and shut the F up, Donald Trump. You don't need routers on top of it. Well, folks, we're going to go over to this one here. This is just a nice capper to his whole event. So here he's talking about the Taliban leader that he talked to, but he can't remember his name, so he gives him a nickname.
It's a much different deal. I told the Taliban, I spoke to the leader, and I said, let's call him Mohammed.
What?
I said, Mohammed, we're leaving.
Yeah, Donald Trump, you should leave. I mean, this is embarrassing. He just thinks of stuff up on the fly. Doesn't know what he's talking about. So let's go over to National Security Advisor, former general, former security advisor, Mike Flynn. So here he is. He's in Yuba, Arizona. And he was getting an award, and he got this automatic rifle for an award. Listen to what he had to say, folks.
So we were trying to come up with a rifle that we thought was appropriate for a general. So we went with the old school woodland camouflage. So anyhow, this is one of our top quality guns. And
maybe I'll find somebody in Washington, D.C.
You know what, Mike Flynn? Maybe they'll find you first. How about that? How about that, Mike Flynn? And so, folks, that wasn't it. There was more. So Mike Pompeo was out in California, and he gave some sort of a harebrained speech. And evidently, before the speech, he went to church with Jack Hibbs, I think Pastor Jack Hibbs. And, you know, the time of prayer, when everybody closes their eyes, it can be fraught with peril. And I think Mike Pompeo was just thinking, what the hell am I doing here? What the hell? Listen to this.
Lord, forgive us for sending people with Antichrist worldviews to office like Nancy Pelosi and Kamala Harris. They don't want you. They don't honor you. And it breaks our hearts. But Father God, we pray that you would take back this government from the brink.
So, folks, that's pretty sleazy to do, for anybody to do, to attack another person's religious standing. And Joe Biden believes himself to be a Christian. Nancy Pelosi believes herself to be a Christian, and they have a relationship with God. And it can't be diminished by someone like this claiming that they have Antichrist world views. It's not up for him to decide. I think that is such a sleazy thing for them to do when they attack somebody's religion. But here's the last one I want to show you. So Tucker Carlson, one of my all-time favorites, of course, was at this shop, fly fishing shop in Missouri, and this man very nicely actually walked up to him and said this.
I don't care, man. Just do it. You are the worst human being known to man. I want you to remember going to this thing, to the United States, to everything else in this world. I don't care that you're not serious. What you have done to people's families, what you have done to everybody else in this world.
What a slime ball he is, folks. What a slime ball. And a lot of people say, you can't do that. You can't walk up to somebody in a store and say that. But to that argument, I say, when Tucker Carlson is basically advocating against getting the vaccine, something that 99.9% of the scientific community and doctors in the United States say that you should do, when somebody is advocating against doing something that the broad world of science is saying you should do, and when that leads to people dying in misery and pain when they get COVID because of what they're listening to Tucker say, I think you can walk up to somebody like that and call them out on it. And I think you should call them out on it, because I really think that this man is a hypocrite. I do believe in my heart that he's probably had his vaccine, but he's sitting there telling everybody that you shouldn't, don't need to get it. You know, this is insane. You know, this is some sort of control that they're pulling over you. It's absolutely amazing to me. And you know what the thing that really makes it insidious, folks, is the fact that he's doing it for money. And there's nothing worse than that.